You're listening to KNKX, and voters in Burien will decide the fate of a local law that's designed to protect undocumented immigrants. An initiative on the ballot in November could repeal the law. 88.5's Will James reports activists on both sides are preparing for a fight.
On one side are leaders of Respect Washington, a statewide group that advocates policies to reduce illegal immigration. They want to repeal a local law in Burien that prevents city staff and law enforcement officers from asking about a resident's immigration status. On the other side is an informal group of neighbors calling itself Burien Represent. Hugo Garcia is one of the organizers. He says they're planning a campaign to save the law.
There's a percentage of folks that are misinformed. They don't know what it entails and how it really affects Burien. So I think getting adequate information to those to make an informed decision will help. But a lot of it is just to get folks to go out to vote and to understand how to vote.
Burien's leaders passed the law in a 4-3 vote in January. Burien's residents are just as divided. City council meetings have been full of emotional testimony from both sides, even a filibuster. At one meeting, protests caused the mayor to shut down proceedings and walk out of the room. Supporters of the law say it sends a message that undocumented immigrants don't have to fear calling the police to report a crime or ask for help. Its opponents say the policy makes it harder for police to fight crime in Burien. But this debate has more to do with the city's identity than policing. The King County Sheriff's Department, which polices Burien, says it already has a policy of not asking about a resident's immigration status, and that won't change, no matter who wins in November. Will James, 88.5 News.